I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A second nationwide shutdown begins tonight in Lebanon. Just over a week ago, officials started easing restrictions to get an already struggling economy back on its feet. Now, to stem a second wave of coronavirus infections, lockdown measures will be in place for the next 4 days. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama says COVID-19 is making the humanitarian crisis worse. But there is a silver lining.
The crisis is deep and people are questioning their faith. And they demand answers, which gives us an opportunity to step in and say, let me tell you about Jesus. In my research, I have never seen a time in the last 145 years where this part of the world, the Near East, has been this open to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And colleges need to get creative during the COVID-19 pandemic, and Arab Baptist Theological Seminary is no exception. ABTS will even offer an online residency program, says Program Director Brett Hamoud. This class studies human culture broadly, as well as engaging with specific cultures in the Middle East and North Africa. Students would normally spend 2 weeks at ABTS in Lebanon interacting with the local culture. Instead,
we have lined up a series of lectures and presentations that will cover the material and actually bring others into the residency as well that wouldn't have otherwise been part of it because of the opportunity to log in and to be part of the classroom. We can hear the voices of others. So it's created some opportunities as well.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochonga Padaiti. Sometimes, we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.